This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Today's Feed Forum will talk about balancing rations for rumen-fermentable carbohydrates, or abbreviated RFC. So our listeners might say, well, what is this RFC? What is that? Well, these are carbohydrates that are going to be fermented in the rumen by the rumen bacteria to produce volatile fatty acids, which is the major energy source for dairy cattle and beef cattle, and also produce amino acids by microbial protein. The three sources are sugar, starch, and soluble fiber that is broken down in the rumen. Now, each of these carbohydrates have a different profile. What do they bring to the party? How much can we feed? How does it impact the fermentation, the pH, and the rumen function on these animals? So let's take a quick deep dive on each one of these quickly. Sugar basically would be a very rapid carbohydrate source. It's very soluble. The bacteria just feast on it very, very quickly. The good news is that it will capture any excess ammonia that's in the rumen. That should stimulate amino acid production for your dairy cow. It also appears to improve fiber digestibility, the NDF and ADF fibers, as far as that goes. The bad news is that, of course, since it ferments rapidly, it can drop rumen pH for that cow, so you got to be careful you don't feed too much. And so what is too much? We recommend adding 6 to 7% sugar to the total ration, or you'll be adding about 2 pounds of sugar dry matter. That could be molasses, that could be candy, that could be bakery waste, products similar to that as well. The researchers that looked at these studies said cows at 73 pounds of milk or greater, when you add enough sugar, add sugar to the diet, you can expect about a 4-pound milk increase. Cows below 73 pounds of milk, they increase about 1.6 pounds of milk. So obviously high-producing cows respond better than low-producing cows. The second component is starch. And, of course, we can break that out into three fractions. B1, which is fast, that would be like flour or bakery waste. B2 is a more moderate starch rate. And then B3, much slower. Now, the trick with the slower starch is it's so slow that it leaves the rumen at rate of passage before it's got a chance to be fermented due to its particle size or source. And I think that's the other story on starch. Starch is not starch. In other words, we know that wheat starch or barley starch ferments much faster than grain or sorghum. We also know that high-moisture corn ferments faster than dry corn. We also know that if you grind it fine, 500 microns, it ferments faster than 1,100 micron sized corn as well. So certainly you have to be aware of those differences. Because of that, we target something in the range of 23 to 27%. If you've got fast starches, you're going to be at the lower number. If you have slower starches, you'd be at the higher number of 27, 28% in the total ration dry matter. There are some risks with starch, since it's about 4 or 5 times more level in the diet compared to sugar. Acidosis can be a problem, and we can get high levels of propionic acid and lactic acid. Lactic acid is the bad guy. That's the one that can really bugger up rumen fermentations. The third factor is soluble fiber. This is fiber breaking down the rumen feeds such as beet pulp and soy hulls. Citrus pulp would fit that category. Alfalfa fits that category as well. And this means that the fiber is digested. That's the good news. And that also provides extra energy. It produces acetate, so it will not bugger up the pH in the rumen. And the target numbers we look at is 9 to 11% in the total ration dry matter. So what's the bottom line, Bill? Well, we would encourage producers to calculate their RFC values and target something at 39 or higher. For example, if I had 25% starch, 6% sugar, 9% soluble fiber, that adds up to 40%, and I should be in good shape. And you can mix and match those depending on your cow responses. Well, that concludes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
There seems to be no end to the money from Uncle Sam to offset the effects of the COVID pandemic. Lee Melke checks in Monday on our Melke Monday and talks about it and what's in it for dairy with Matt Gould, the analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Listen for that on Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.